miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Patronize, you advertise, you're here, please. You know, they help us. You help them, they help us. And the show stays free, and it's available everywhere for free.
Vote for everybody.
Yes. Yeah. Why can't you guys be more neutral? Nothing more neutral than what Todd just said. Vote for everybody.
Well, neutral and illegal.
Right. I'm patronizing the advertisers.
There you go. Oh, that, oh, you meant vote for them, yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely help the advertisers out, right? Wherever you hear them, on a radio station or on the street.
I am pretty sure on most radio stations we're on right now, it's predominantly political advertising because it's the season.
Yeah, there's other people advertising too.
But good for them.
But please, patronize everything you hear. And vote for everybody. TJ Miller a little later on. TJ's the Funny Bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. I'm not sure TJ's website. We'll get into that. He's still traveling all around the country.
TJ right? Miller does not have a website.com.
Oh, that's it.
And his Twitter is not TJ Miller.
And I think maybe Instagram too.
Yeah.
No, that's Teenage Millionaire on Instagram.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
In town Friday and Saturday, two shows each night. Socially distanced. Funny stuff at the Funny Bone.
You may have heard there is a town in Sicily that is giving away or putting up some houses that you can buy for about $1, $1.14, $1.50, whatever it was.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. You can move there and live there, and if you just because they want people in the town, so they're selling these houses pretty cheap. Like, really cheap, just to get you to live there. And it's a picturesque area. I don't know what you do for a living.
Beautiful.
But I guess you could retire there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's all beautiful and whatnot. Right. Sounds great. Yeah. You do have to put down a deposit of about 3,000 euros as a guarantee that you will renovate the property within 3 years.
I got it.
But I've also heard other stories. These people aren't the first ones to do this.
Too good to be true.
Other stories that I have heard about that have done this.
Bought them for a buck, sold it for two.
Yeah, over there in Italy, for instance. Yeah.
Double their money.
Is that you still got to put water in. You got to, put the water in. You don't have, there's no water at that house.
There's no running water in the building.
If you see.
Is there electricity?
That I don't know. And it's not necessarily these as well, but I've heard of other cases where... but there's no water. You got to run water over there. You got to pay for that.
That
you got to pay for this.
That can't be cheap, yeah.
But you're still getting a piece of property for a dollar.
Yeah, but you don't have a job. You have to be reasonably, well off by yourself.
Yeah, it doesn't sound, there's obviously going to be, it sounds like a catch big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have to live in this place? Or can you just turn around and...
Well, they want you to spend taxes.
They want you to live there, so yeah.
Yeah, they want your tax dollars.
Yeah, but you could turn around and flip it. Couldn't you? Or is there anything stopping
you from that?
Well,
if they can't sell it for a dollar.
Yeah, why would you flip it?
What are you looking to get out of it? Three?
The guy goes, I'm selling it for two. I could buy that place for $1. Okay, damn it.
Oh, you put some water on there. And
but I've done all this work.
Yeah, but Todd, people can still buy the other house for a dollar. So.
Yeah, but it doesn't have any water.
We watch those real estate shows. They're called, what are the comps? Well, the comps in this area, they're all about a dollar.
Yeah, but my house has water. The rest
I know,
of them don't.
But then you're going to charge more for that house because
you do.
You put water in, it probably costs you $20,000 to put water in, at least.
At least.
Yeah. This one's $21,000 for this house. What's that one? A dollar. We'll think about it.
Never had to haggle before over whether or not water would be hooked up.
No, true, but... If you want to be rugged and buy a house for a dollar and live somewhere cool, get the hell out of the United States,
Yeah, but you can't go anywhere.
Oh, we're not allowed. Are we allowed to go there?
I don't think so.
Now.
Well, you might not be able to,
get
go.
There. Okay.
That I didn't look into that part.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure you can't.
No, I know Italy's in lockdown right now. People are pissed off, but it's COVID's just really spreading there again, like it is here.
Yeah, because what I read, hockey's supposed to start again pretty soon, if they were going to go on a regular schedule. But they don't want any Americans up in Canada.
No. We talked about that. Who's playing hockey down here? Not playing hockey.
That's, well, the Raptors, they were talking about.
Oh, basketball, that's right.
Moving to Louisville.
Right. They were talking about that, too, the other night on the sports show on ESPN, I believe. How that the NBA wants to come back for December. And they said basically LeBron can say no.
Yeah.
He can actually say no because they're just he just got done.
Yeah, that's what I read too.
And I listen, I don't love him on the court, but I love the way he talks off the court. And I love he could just say no.
I love that he has.
No, we're not ready for this. Because the NBA wants arenas and fans, and that ain't going to happen either.
The owners want to start around Christmas.
Because
the
money.
The players are like, yeah, can we have a break?
Right.
We just got done.
And especially him. Everybody in the finals, everybody in that bubble just got done, basically.
Yeah.
But fortunately for the NBA, LeBron is the commissioner.
Yeah, oh, he totally is.
What he says goes.
Right. Yeah, they want to get involved in that Christmas Day thing.
That's
like
exactly.
They always
yeah, that's what they want to
or
do.
They have been lately.
But they had talked about not starting until January, and all of a sudden they got a little greedy. They're going, let's come back in December already.
Maybe a week before that.
Yeah.
Well, what's going to happen if they do that is all those players are going to end up taking every other game off.
Well, plus.
And that sucks for whatever fans they could have.
Plus, if they're not in the bubble, I mean, COVID's going to be huge this winter.
Yeah, I mean, if you...
So we haven't turned the corner on COVID, by the way. There's no.
We've turned the corner on COVID.
Yeah, we went the whole way back around. Was that on SNL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I heard Wilbon talking about it one day, and he's like, you know what? Realistically, February, maybe March.
Good.
You get into the NBA.
Right.
That's coming from positive push, too.
It is positive push.
Well, it's just realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, there's, you can't turn it around that quick.
So you're saying we're... rounding the turn, but it's turn two. We're going into turn three and four and going back around to number one again.
That's, kind of, that was basically the joke on SNL. Yeah, we
right.
turned the corner back the whole way around to where it's the worst.
We're driving on an oval.
We're going back to April now. But it's going to be just as bad. People are going to die.
We're not on a straightaway. Right. We're going in a circle.
These are facts, not lies.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
So it must not be true.
True.
I don't like it.
We'll see you at the COVID fest tonight.
Thanks.
Yeah. You live in a world where you can just dismiss that now, Craig.
Huh.
And right, in your mind, it's true.
We'll see.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. It must be.
It is.
See you at the airport.
Yeah. Looks like Tim Burton is going to be working on an Addams Family TV reboot.
TV, okay. Bring back the Munsters.
Same thing.
I like that.
No. No, they're two different shows. I liked them both, but bring back the Munsters.
But Tim Burton would make them the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're not the same thing.
No, they're not, actually.
But he wouldn't make them the same thing.
No,
that's just because it's the same thing in your mind doesn't mean that other people, it's the same in other people's
minds.
Yeah,
I'm guessing this is a Star Wars, Star Trek thing. I bet you a lot of people stay on either side of that angle. Are you Munsters or Addams Family?
No, I don't think
I liked them both.
I don't think anybody's that passionate.
Although, if you forced me, I liked them both, though. Damn it. I was going to say Munsters because of Herman, but, you know, I liked Gomez. I liked that.
Gomez.
I liked them both.
I love the John Astin Gomez. I'm sorry.
I liked both of them. No, I don't like I didn't watch any of the movies about the Addams Family. I thought that would be a waste of time. But the TV shows, I loved both those TV shows.
Raul Julia was good.
Yeah, the movies were good.
I probably saw more Munsters.
I know. I think I saw more Munsters, yeah.
Than Addams Family.
Yeah, I definitely saw more Munsters.
Yeah. But I'm saying, if you throw both of those in front of Tim Burton and say, give those a treatment, it would be similar.
Similarly weird.
Yeah, because that's what he does.
Yeah.
He's weird.
Here's a stunner. Hold on to your hats on this one.
Is he still married to that hot chick from the Planet of the Apes?
Helena Bonham Carter?
Yeah. That's his wife.
Oh.
Was his wife.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. For years.
She was for years.
Yeah. They might have been. Is she available? Because she's the hottest ape, by the way, ever. Wasn't she?
They were never married.
Okay.
But right. they were together from 01 to 014.
Oh, they broke up.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she was blindsided by it.
Oh, he left her?
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really? Okay.
She was surprised by that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he ever made her put on the ape costume.
Well,
I wonder if she got to keep that.
Oh, I guess it's unclear whether or not they were actually married.
Like if she wore the head
yeah.
while he banged her. Man, that's some creepy fetish stuff right there.
Or just do a little dance.
Yeah, but she played the ape in the Wahlberg version in 2001, which I saw in the theaters. I liked that movie. In fact, I saw the end of that the other day. I forgot.
That was a reboot of the first movie,
oh,
wasn't it?
Oh, the ones from the 70s, yeah.
Yeah, just Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, it was the reboot from that one, right? And except the ending was a little twist, which is pretty cool.
It wasn't bad.
She was, it wasn't a bad movie. I liked that movie.
It wasn't bad.
I liked it. I mean, they went on to do more CG. The other ones were pretty hardcore.
Yeah, there's like three
or
four of them.
Yeah, they're completely different. And they're really good, too. I haven't seen them all, but the 2001 one was the costumes, like the original one.
Yeah.
Makeup was a little better. But Helen Bonham Carter was like the hottest ape ever.
Yeah, and Paul Giamatti was second.
If we ever get her on the phone, I can't tell her that, though, because else she might not think that's a
compliment. Yeah, it's a tough way to phrase that so it comes off as a compliment.
When I told Maria Bello that she was, they had her really skanky hot in, what's that movie called? Porter. His character's name was Porter.
Was that Payback?
Payback, yeah, one of my favorite Mel Gibson movies. I said, yeah, they had you all skanky hot in that. And that was a compliment for all of us. We knew what I meant.
Click.
Oh, no, she didn't hang up, but she was not happy with the rest of the interview. Every time I see her on TV, I go, I'm sorry, Maria.
No, I didn't mean you were a skank. No. I meant you looked skanky, but it was a hot skanky.
You were an ex-hooker in that movie.
Your character.
Was a skanky hot.
Was skanky hot.
I thought that would be a compliment. Craig, if I called you skanky hot, wouldn't you think it's a compliment?
As long as hot's in there somewhere.
It was there.
That's the word you hear.
Right. Yeah, I don't care what's in front of hot.
She was playing a hooker.
Even if it's weirdly.
She was playing a hooker in a really dark movie. And I said, that was skanky. You played it. It had you really skanky hot in that.
Any adjective or adverb followed by hot.
Well, apparently not skanky.
I'll get that.
Apparently not skanky.
Because all I hear is, like Puss said,
hot.
Yeah, that's all you hear.
Someone said you're hot? Oh, okay.
All right, then.
That doesn't happen very often.
Yes, I am.
Maria Bella, she doesn't care about me. Don't even remember the story, obviously. But to me, it just broke my heart because I love her. And I offended her.
You might have to slide into the DMs and apologize to her.
Good idea, Craig.
There's some thinking.
Remember I called you skanky hot on the radio?
So sorry.
10 years ago, I'm sorry. I still love you.
I just made it hot.
Yeah. Damn, that bummed me out.
Yeah, I mean, we knew what you were talking about, but it's hard to phrase it so that it comes off as a compliment.
But, you know, other actresses would know what I'm talking about. She had a bad day.
Yeah, probably.
And maybe she's that way all the time. Yeah. I don't know.
But telling Helena Bonham Carter that you were the hottest ape in the movie.
That could go either way.
Yeah.
We don't know what kind of day she's having.
That's a roll of the dice.
What she meant, what I meant was they had her, you know, she was hot for an ape.
Right.
You were made up to look like an ape, but I'd have still banged you.
Oh, you could phrase that as saying.
I think it showed her eyes and just, you know.
They made you an ape, but you were still hot.
Yeah. If you remember the 70s movies, the women and the apes then were not hot.
Nah.
They looked like apes.
I understand why Wahlberg still wanted to bang you in
right.
that movie.
Exactly. That's right. And she thought Wahlberg was ugly because he was a human. Right, yeah.
All that skin.
Yeah.
Right. I understand why Tim Burton made you dress up in your...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't DM her. Did Tim...
Did Tim make
leave,
you...
Leave the, after the shoot, leave the makeup on so I can bang that ape?
Just from the neck up, honey. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. No, you won't be creepy.
Yeah, right. It'd be weird if it was below the neck.
Yeah, we'll take the makeup off when you get home. Leave it on for a little while.
Yeah.
No.
You
don't
can leave your makeup.
Leave it on.
You can leave your ape makeup on. I love that song, Joe Cocker.
So I just looked up a picture of her as an ape.
Yeah.
And it's still a little weird.
It is weird, but if you watch the movie, she's attractive in that movie for an ape.
Easily the hottest ape in the movie.
Yes. I'd say the hottest ape ever.
Well, I think they wanted you to know that, too.
Right.
Or they wouldn't have made her so hot.
Right.
They would have just aped her up a little more.
Like I say, Paul Giamatti was second, but he was a distant second on the hot apes.
He was an orangutan, wasn't he, in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was an orangutan.
Big floppy face.
Yeah.
Speaking of Giamatti, are they going to start doing new Billions episodes?
I don't know if did they film them? Did COVID take care of that? I don't know.
I think they were in the middle of filming this newest season and then got shut down. And I don't know if they've gone back to production yet.
I hope they do not do a COVID-centric show. I hope they just do it like COVID doesn't exist. Because that show could stand it. Because it's New York City. It's got to be a show that...
I know I read that the final season of Shameless is in production right now.
And they're talking about COVID.
It's set in a COVID-19 world.
Yeah. Well, that's a little different, though, because they just started that, right?
Yeah, they just went back to production.
If they're already five episodes in the billions, they're not going to all of a sudden go COVID.
Well, they ran like six or seven episodes.
Oh, that's right.
Back in the spring.
Right. Of what was the fifth season, I think?
Yeah. And then they stopped because I think that's where they got cut off in production. And I haven't read anything about when they're going to pick it back up.
So how'd we get to Apes, Craig? I'm totally, how'd we get to
Tim Burton.
Oh, that's
Wayne
right. Carter.
That's right.
And
Maria Bello,
Skanky Hot.
Right. All Giamatti.
But Craig's right about sliding in their DM. I'll do that today, man. She'll love that.
She's been waiting for that.
Yeah, I know. I know she has. She's one of my favorites. I love her, and she's also great in the Cooler. William H. Macy bangs her.
Such a good movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
Such a good movie.
She was skanky hot in that, too, because she was like a waitress in Vegas. She was skanky hot.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin is the mean guy.
Great movie.
And, you know, you can find naked pictures of Helena Bonham Carter.
How about Maria Bello?
There is one of her.
With the ape makeup on?
Cuddling a tuna. And at first I thought it was not hot, and I'm pretty sure I'm still on that side of the road.
Yeah,
that side of the fence.
Todd would love it. He loves anybody with a fish.
Yeah, that's a big tuna.
Is that in a movie?
She's cuddling.
No, she's raising support for the Blue Marine Foundation.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty lib.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for the overfishing.
Yeah, apparently she has a fish phobia, and she still did a nude picture with a large tuna.
Yeah, tuna's big, man.
Helena Bonham Carter, 4 stars, Hall of Fame nudity.
How about Maria Bello? She has been. I've seen her naked, so she's been naked. Just show when I DM her, I'll say, I'm just watching you naked on Mr. Skin. That'll get me in there, right, Craig?
Only 3 stars, great nudity.
All right. Where's Helena Bonham Carter naked in? What movie? I don't really watch many of her movies.
Several of them.
Apparently a lot.
She's always in Tim Burton movies.
Including one with Steve Martin. Where she's on top of him, it looked like.
All right.
I got Conversations with Other Women.
Never saw that.
Not familiar.
55 Steps from 2018. Henry VIII.
I am.
The Heart of Me. Novocaine. Till Human
You're
Voice.
Welcome, Craig.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Fight Club. She was nude, but it was a body double.
That didn't count.
Yeah, she's got a lot of titles where she's.
All right, I have to check out Mr. Skin.
Yeah, Maria Bello nude pops up.
Yes, it does.
Some nudity.
Maria Bello's got to be 50, right?
I don't know. I'm looking at pictures. Not looking at words.
Yeah,
I'm watching Helena Bonham Carter.
You guys
take her corset off.
Okay. Somebody talk. I got no care. I can't look at stuff here. I can, but I can't.
Maria Bello was born...
53.
In 1967, so you do the math.
53.
She's 53.
All right. Nice.
Norristown, PA.
Oh, she's a Philly girl. Then we got something I can talk to her about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember Mr. Skin bringing this one up. There's a full frontal scene of her from a movie in 2005 called A History of Violence.
Yeah, she's in that. That's a great movie. Vito Morganson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you've seen that probably, if you remember.
Is that the one where he's all, like, he did it. Big tatted up scene there.
Yeah.
And the story that we didn't get to quickly was healthcare heroes tackling coronavirus head on are surprisingly are most at risk of getting it themselves.
Yeah. And
experts have been saying this since the global pandemic began.
So is Dr. Mina on this show.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense that they would.
Dr. Ed had it. Was in the hospital in July.
And now a new CDC study confirms it.
Yeah, but really does it. Everybody just gets over it.
So.
You know what you can do when your favorite college football team loses? Go on one of their websites, and then you'll be glad they lost. Because the COVID deniers on college football fans are just crazy horrible people. I'm on the Penn State site yesterday, and I go, well, you know, what's the big deal? Like, these players will get over it if they get sick. They're young. It's just that stuff. It just It just makes me sick. I'm thinking, I'm glad Indiana beat your ass.
And more we're seeing, you know, this is lingering. There's going to be other issues.
And we also don't know how long the issues are going to last.
And we don't know.
On young people.
We do not know.
And here's the thing. Those fan sites.
These fan sites are just horrible. They're just horrible.
Those fans were insufferable before the pandemic.
Yes.
And I didn't think they could get more insufferable, but they
all
do.
All around here, it's about this kid from Wisconsin. Their quarterback. Oh, is he, hey, you can't. Maybe you can't play. That's great. What are you, great? You might have COVID.
Well, I heard they're out of quarterbacks.
Oh, it's good for the Huskers.
Like three deep.
Yeah.
Three deep have coronavirus.
Yeah.
Have tested positive.
Cancel the game.
I believe I read that in most of the Big Ten, yeah. Pac-12, like if you cancel, it's just the game's out. We're not rescheduling.
Well, of course you're not. You can't.
There's no room to reschedule. You don't get to play that
game.
What
has Florida done?
They're finally come back to practice, but they missed two weeks.
Yeah.
Are they going to make those up, or is that forfeit? No.
I think that's on the SEC.
They won't forfeit them. They're not going to give people wins and losses. They might just do winning percentage if you have to, right?
Yeah.
You don't forfeit because you got COVID.
They would just call it a no contest?
Probably.
Yes.
That's what I heard, specifically that, no contest. If they were going to make
What are we going to do, stay in our basement all the time? Just idiots.
Let's see. We
might have on my own, too, by the way.
See if we got time for this.
Yeah.
Spanish police.
They call police.
Had to arrest a woman. They say the unidentified woman invited a gentleman to have sex with her in a parking lot.
And you would.
Well, she invited her ex-boyfriend to have sex with her in the parking lot. And the man says that at some point he felt a sharp pain.
Oh.
And she saw that she was trying to cut off his testicles with a knife.
So he thought, this was so funny about guys. He must have broke up with her and pissed her off. And on a dime, she says, no, come on back. And he just said, okay.
Obviously, she still wants me.
Exactly. Not every guy would go for this.
Okay.
I don't know how, it's that guy. Right. It's a Pete Davidson character. You would do that because you still think you can get laid. Not thinking that she might have revenge on her mind.
The instinct should be, well, if it's too good to be true. But in this case, nah. Somebody wants to bang me, of course.
So she reached down with a knife and tried to cut his nuts off when he was having sex with her?
As he tried to defend himself, the woman then reportedly went to stabbing him directly, piercing his cheek and head. He managed to escape, alerted police, and they took the woman into custody. No information on the charges she may face. That man is currently recovering in the hospital.
But he's got his nuts. The important thing, he's got his nuts.
Right. Seems to have his nuts. Yeah, they seem to remain
right. And that was
attached.
That was the original target.
Well, that was the first target.
His nuts.
And an Arizona woman accused of stabbing her lover. Stabbing her lover.
Her lover?
Lubber? Stabbing her lover.
The classics.
The classics. Get that on the internet there. Craig's Classics. I shouldn't say that. People are going to want those. TJ Miller later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.